Thank you, and once again, welcome to The Good Stuff. The next 5 minutes or so, Kim and I will try to entertain you a little bit and brighten your day just a little bit with The Good Stuff. You said ranching, so grab your hat because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belle Fou, South Dakota. Check it out online at tsln.com. And Kim, what are you sharing today on The Good Stuff?
I am sharing some lessons that I have learned, and also I'm going to start sharing some quotes from presidents in honor of the inauguration coming up in 10 days.
All right.
So let's go with lessons I have learned. I've learned that you can get by on charm for about 15 minutes. After that, you better know something.
That is true.
Very true. I've learned that we are responsible for what we do no matter how we feel.
True as well.
So it doesn't matter really how you feel. It's how you react to it that really counts. I've learned that you shouldn't compare yourself to the best that others can do.
We have a tendency that we do that. Everybody kind of does that. We take our shortcomings and compare them to people's best, and not fair.
So very true. Maybe we'll learn that in 2025.
Okay.
I've learned that you can keep going long after you think you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have learned that. I've learned that you should always leave loved ones with loving words because someday will be the last time you see them.
We hear that a lot.
That's right. And I've got others, but I'll wrap it up on this topic with I've learned that sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down turn out to be the ones who help to get you back up.
I have something just called remember, and it has to do with clotheslines.
Clotheslines?
Clotheslines, yeah. Okay.
I love clotheslines.
Well, remember?
Not in the winter, though.
You hung socks by the toes, not the top. I didn't know that. You hung pants by the bottoms, not the waistband. I did know that one. So, you have to be kind of a certain age to appreciate some of these, but you might remember your mother saying, the basic rules for clotheslines, okay? You had to wash the clothesline before hanging any clothes. Walk the entire length of each line with a damp cloth around the lines.
Yes. Sometimes okay. I would forget to do that, and then I would end up angry.
Uh-oh. You had to hang the clothes in a certain order, and always hang the whites with the whites, and hang those first.
Now, that I think we maybe didn't really have to do that, but okay. I think that goes back to thinking we're being judged by how our laundry looks on the line.
I think that has a lot to do with this.
I do too, to be honest.
You never hung a shirt by the shoulders, always by the tail. What would the neighbors think? So if you if you had a long sleeve shirt and you hung it by the tail, wouldn't the sleeves hang down or
just if so your line's not far enough, okay. It might touch the ground. That's true. Good point.
So wash day on a Monday. Never hang clothes on the weekend or Sunday, for heaven's sake. Hang the sheets and towels on the outside line so that you can hide your unmentionables in the middle.
Wise tip.
That was a key. It didn't matter if it was sub-zero weather. Clothes would freeze dry.
I know, but I don't like to. It's hard on your fingers to put wet laundry on the clothesline.
Makes them easier to stack, though.
Ha ha.
Always gather the clothes pins when taking down dry clothes. Pins left on the lines were tacky. If you were efficient, you would line the clothes up so that each item did not need two clothes pins, but shared one of the clothes pins with the next washed item.
I always tried to do that.
Maybe that has something to do with why you put the whites all together and stuff.
I don't know. That could be.
Clothes off of the line before dinner time. Neatly folded in a clothes basket and ready to be ironed. Well, ironing, that's a whole nother subject.
Or folding. Let's change that. Let's add to that. Nowadays, and by the way, you can still get a clothesline. They're a great thing to have.
One more. We had a long wooden pole that was used to push the clothes up so that longer items did not brush the ground and get dirty again.
Mystery solved.
There you go.
I never had that, and I don't ever remember seeing one of those.
Once again, we want to remind you, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up January 31st through February 8th. Bullfighters Only on February 1st, Ian Munsick Concert February 7th, the Ranch Rodeo in between there on February 4th, starts at 10 a.m., and don't forget to check out the Western Art Show while you're there. You can find out all the details at blackhillstockshow.com. Hopefully we'll be able to tell you a lot more about that in the days to come right here on The Good Stuff.